Well, see, we're continuing today in Simen Vav Sif Zayin in the Halachas of Brachas, and the kids write as follows: Chayiv Adam Levarich B'Chol Yom Mea Brachas Lefachos. Person is obligated to make 100 brachas each and every day. Where did this come from? The David HaMelech Tikein Zos. David HaMelech is one who instituted this. This is a practice instituted by none other than David HaMelech. Now, it's interesting. In the Sefer Kada Kemach, for Rabbeinu Bachya, he writes over here that this actually already existed in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, but we'll go with the case which says, David HaMelech instituted 100 brachas. De remez l'davar u'ne'um ha'gever hukam al. Literally, again, numa gever, so the individual, hukam al, who holds up the yoke. All bigimatria kuf. Ultimately, all in gematria is 100. So the idea being that a bracha is one of the ways in which we reaffirm our commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hold on to the yoke of our service to Hashem. So therefore, again, 100 brachos. So samech min haTorah, v'ata Yisra ma'ashem alkecha sha'al me'imach, kim li'ira es Hashem. So this is actually very beautiful. Or a remez, a scriptural allusion, is the pasuk says, this was a dramatic statement that Moshe Rabbeinu makes to Klal Yisrael. And now, Klal Yisrael, what does Hashem ask of you? Kim liras Hashem, to revere, to love, to honor Hashem. Al tikri ma, don't read it as ma Hashem alkecha, what does Hashem ask of you? Rather, read it as mea. 100 is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of you, i.e. 100 brachas each day. Hey, mea bracha shein liras Hashem, uliyavo so, ulizach lo tamid aidea bracha shem avarchin. The power of a bracha is that, of course, a bracha connects us to the Ribono Shel Olam. A bracha reaffirms our relationships. That's what it means. V'yato Yisrael. So, mea Hashem elkech shema. Hashem Baruch Hu asks you for 100 brachos a day, ultimately, again, in order to affirm our relationship. Baklodo shem Mishnah Torah, hein tzadiches, uksiv gam kocholi v'chamak arekuf, v'kuf brachos shanu mevarachin v'chayom, meginos alino linat samehem. It's beautiful. The 100 brachos that we make every day afford us a level of protection. Remember again, the problem, of course, is on a typical day, and we'll discuss this, on a typical day, so remember, there's not really a problem of finding 100 brachas. The reason for that is because, remember, you're davening Shemoneh Esrei three times a day. So that's already 3 times 19. Plus Asher Yatzar. Plus benching. So really, right, and that's in addition to everything you're eating throughout the day, Shabbos and Yom Tov, of course, when you don't have 19 brachas in Shemoneh Esrei, but rather, again, you have 7 brachos in Shemoneh Esrei, 3 beginning, 3 in the end, then a central bracha, that's where you run into an issue. So what do you do? So mashlimin, interesting. So how do you make up for it? You make up for it by paying attention during Chazaras Hashatz. Person pays attention during Chazaras Hashatz and answers Amen to the Chazan's brachos. So therefore, it's counted as if a person recited those very brachos himself. So too, again, the brachos on Kriyas HaTorah, bracha of Haftorah, and then in general, the brachos Hanenin, the brachos that you're making over eating and drinking. So if you put all of those together, then one is able to go ahead and reach their 100 bracha threshold. But I just want to reinforce this idea that the kids are explaining to us that the kol chap of a bracha is the protection it affords. It's meginos, it protects us. How does it protect us? On a simple level, a bracha is an affirmation of our relationship and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's that very relationship and connection that ultimately shields us, protects us, and gives us the strength to deal with everything life throws our way. Stop over here, Chevra Shkaya, everyone have a great day.